USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence are paying their respects at the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial in Washington, D.C. The event was a bit of a surprise as the president had no public event scheduled for Monday. Alveda King, niece to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., reminds us how we should remember her uncle.
I'm encouraging people today to remember he was a prophet. He was seeking the divine. He did not serve politics nor government. Martin Luther King Jr. served God.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. As the partial government shutdown continues, more and more TSA agents are calling in sick. By last count, the number was right around 10%. And TSA agent James Keyes tells Fox News, going into work and not getting paid, it's becoming a challenge.
You go to work and you expect, you know, pay for hard work, and you wake up and your bank account's empty.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-B-I-B-L-E, 833-34-BIBLE.
Two people are lucky to be alive after viewing the lunar eclipse in an ill-advised location. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
A Florida police department says an officer ran over two people with a cruiser as they were lying on a dark roadway trying to watch Sunday night's lunar eclipse. The West Palm Beach police say the man and the woman, both 24 years of age, ended up only having to be treated at a hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. It happened at about 11:30 p.m. at the height of the eclipse when the officer was patrolling in a park and driving at about 5 miles an hour when his vehicle struck the pair. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Over 70 million Americans are under winter weather advisories as a powerful storm moves east across the United States, causing temperatures to drop some 30 to 40 degrees in some areas. Over 300 flights were canceled today, and another 1,100 are delayed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Michigan's new House Speaker, State Representative Lee Chatfield, is offering up the House Chamber in Michigan as a place where President Trump could deliver his State of the Union address. He tells Fox News any reaction from Democrats and why he believes it's important for the president to deliver the State of the Union address.
Well, before I made the invitation, I didn't necessarily reach out and ask their permission. And as the Speaker of the House, I think it's important that the people of our country hear from the President of the United States and hear from their Commander-in-Chief. So I've yet to hear from them, but like anything, when you invoke the name of Trump in any invitation, there's going to be a certain element of opposition and some haters that may come out. But at the end of the day, I think this is the right thing to do for the American people.
Chatfield also believes compromise is key when it comes to working in a divided government.
Well, in an era of divided government, there's always going to be a need for consensus, and there needs to be an element of compromise. And without compromise, state government cannot operate efficiently at any level. And we have a solemn responsibility to the people that we serve to put people above partisan petty games. And I think that's what we're seeing in Washington. And I think it's unfortunate, and I think we're all suffering because of it. So I'm hopeful, I'm optimistic that Washington Democrats can come to the table and work with the President of the United States like I do with our Democratic governor, because I want our state to be successful. And I hope that Washington Democrats want our country to be successful and aren't letting partisan politics get in the way of that.
Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.